Today, it's almost New Year's, so I'm talking about a new season today, and I want to ask a question. How many insane people are here today? Could I see your hands? How many insane people? More than I had hoped for. Well, at least you're honest. There's a whole bunch of others that aren't honest, by the way. Why did I ask such a question? Well, you know the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, right? Well, it's a new season coming, a new year, but with a new year can come a new season with God. You know, Isaiah, if you will, turn to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. We're going to just kind of park in the book of Isaiah today for a little bit. Isaiah was one of the great prophets, and you know, the first several books of Isaiah were about God's wrath and his discipline on people, a disobedient bunch of people, kind of like us. And then the last 27 chapters or so were about God's redemption, God's promises, and redemption and his promises of our coming Savior. Isaiah 43, verse 18 says this: "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." A new thing. I will do a new thing. God is saying to people today in this place, I want to do a new thing in your life. I want to do a new thing. You know, he says here, don't remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Two words there, former and old. That means the past, their past. And a lot of people are living in the past. And that's not God's plan for your life. It's not his plan for your life to live in the past. Because the past can, now we need to learn from the past, but we don't live in the past. He says, forget about the former things. I'm going to do a new thing in your life. And so no matter what your year has been like in 2017, God's word and God's spirit to me and through me says, he wants to do a new thing in your life. He wants to do a new thing. Don't dwell on the past. Maybe you had a good year. Maybe you had a rough year. Don't dwell on it. Look to the new year. Look to the new season, a new season with God. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe it's in your physical being. Maybe it's in your work, your career, your jobs, how you make a living. Maybe it's just relationships in general. God wants to do a new thing, but you know what? It has to start with us. It has to start with me. It has to start with you. That's where that new thing has to start. Even if it's in a relationship with someone else, it's got to start with you. He's got to do something in you, what he wants to do in you, before he can do something in that relationship. Amen? Amen. Are there some people here who maybe you just can't see God doing something new because you just can't see anything happening in your life? Maybe you're blinded by some of the things I just talked about in your life right now, some things that are happening in your life. Well, just turn back to Isaiah 42, verse 16. You see, Isaiah was speaking God's word and promises in a prophetic way. And it wasn't just for them now. Them then. Do you know it's for us now, these words? Verse 16 says, "I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in the paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, crooked places straight. These things I will do for them." That's Isaiah 42, 16. Listen, maybe you can't see more than what you're seeing right now in your life. But God says, even though you may be blinded, he said, I will take and lead you anyway. Trust me. Step out with me. Let me in. Let me move. Let me be in your life. and I'll lead you even in places that you can't see. Maybe your road's really crooked or rough right now. God says, I'll straighten it. I'll go with you. I'll lead you. I'll take you into things. Maybe you're thinking today, well, you know, that's great for some people, but that's just not for me. It never happens with me. That's a faith issue. That's a faith issue. And don't get offended that I say that. Listen, God works through our faith. God needs a little help here. You say, well, God doesn't need any help. Well, if he doesn't have anything to work with, he doesn't. And I say that because he doesn't force himself on us. He doesn't work us like puppets or robots. If we'll have faith and believe and even try to believe, you know, a mustard seed. My wife, someone got her a necklace, and it's got a little pendant on it with a little, I don't know what you call it. It's got like a little glass front. And inside it is a mustard seed. It's tiny. But he says, if you have faith just as the size of a mustard seed, that's all you need. Just an eyedropper. Bloop, one drop. And he says, I can lead you if you're blind. I can lead you in places that you've never known before. You see, God wants to take some of us this year to places we've never been. And you know what? He wants you to take you to places you've never been in your faith. He wants to take you to another level. It's a new season. A new season, a new level is what he wants to take us through. And God is speaking that to us today. He wants us to break free. You know, maybe there's some places, maybe some people here who are afraid to confront the things in your life. And I understand. I get it. Confrontation is hard. And there's so many people that just, they will go 10 miles out of the way to avoid confrontation. But you know what? Confrontation can be good if it's handled right, if it's done in a godly manner, in a spiritual manner. But maybe there's some people here that things in your life that you don't want to confront, things that you don't want to deal with, that maybe have been haunting you for a long time. God says it's time to break free. It's time to break free. And you can break free, but maybe you want to break free, but you're just not sure you can do it because you've never been in a place where you were willing to try to break free and take that step. Look at Isaiah 41, verse 10. I know I'm just picking single verses out here, but these verses are important because they're very encouraging and meaningful to us. He says in verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Here's what I want you to hear this morning. Fear not. You know, fear grips a lot of people. I've experienced it, okay? It's a horrible thing. But if we'll trust God, he'll break us free from that fear. And we just got to take that first step. Take that first step. I want you to look at these words in those verses. Fear not, for I am with you. If you're a Christian, if you're a believer today, God is with you. God is with you. And if you're not a believer today, if you're not carrying Christ in your life, if you've never had that real encounter with Christ, I want to encourage you to do it today. Start that new season with him today. Fear not, for I am with you. God's with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. There's only one God. Amen. Only one true God. The God we worship. He says, I will strengthen you. You know, so there's some people here today that are feeling weak. You're weak maybe in your body. Maybe you're weak in your mind, your spirit. He says, I will strengthen you. Seek me. Come to me. Trust me. Engage with me. I will strengthen you. God will give you strength to do things that you didn't know you had the strength to do. He'll help you. He'll help you. He'll give you the strength to break free from fear. And then he says, yes, I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. God wants to help us. God wants to help you right where you are, in your suffering, in your hurt, in your glory, in your good times. You see, it's kind of the nature of the beast. When we're hurting or when we're in a tight place, we need God, right? But when we're on top of the world, we don't need Him so much, do we? Well, that's the deception of the enemy. We need Him then more than ever. You know why? Because that's when pride comes in. And God hates pride. Pride is the root, I believe, of all sin. I mean, it's obvious. And it began with Lucifer. You see, He'll help us even when we're in the good places. We think we don't need help. That's when we probably need it the most, don't we? You guys with me? Okay. He says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God wants to hold you up. When you're down, God wants to pick you up. When you're down, when you're hurting, when you can't get up, His hand is right here, reaching, reaching, reaching for you. Look at Isaiah 43, right at the beginning. Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine, says the Lord. God is calling you into a new season. In this new season, in this new year, God is calling you. He's calling you to walk closer with Him. He's calling you into a more disciplined spiritual life with Him. He says, you're mine. You're mine. He created you. He created you. He wants you to be in relationship with Him. God wants you to be in relationship with Him. Verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I know there's some people right here today walking through fire. There's some people here walking through deep water. And maybe you feel like it's up to here, and you're about out of air, and you can't get your nose up any higher, and the water's still rising. God said, if you'll just come to me, if you'll go with me, if you'll trust me, that water's not going to overcome you. And that fire, that furnace that you're in, you're not going to be burned. You're not going to be burned up. But you've got to trust Him. And here's the problem we have in our humanness. We get in our minds an idea of what it's going to look like and how God's going to help us, don't we? Okay, I'm in this situation, so here's what God needs to do, or here's what I see He needs to do. But then God is God, right? And He does something totally different. He does the same thing. He helps you. He keeps you from being burned and overcome, but it doesn't look like anything like you thought. Or here's the real part of it, okay? Let's just be real. It doesn't look like the way we wanted it to look like. Even though the situation is redeemed and taken care of, it didn't happen like we wanted it to. Maybe we had to give up some of what we wanted. Maybe we had to give in to some things, give and take. And see, that's hard for us sometimes because we don't like, as humans, we don't like to sacrifice. We want it our way. We want it how we want it, the way we want it, and when we want it, right? And by the way, we want it now, right? Well, God doesn't work that way. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. Here's why it doesn't work that way. Verse 8. He explains it a lot better and a lot clearer than I do. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. You got that? God's speaking here. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. You see, he doesn't do it always the way we would do it, right? Even though we try to tell him how to do it sometimes. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways. See, his ways are much higher than ours. Now, our ways make sense to us, don't they? When we reason it out with our feeble mind and figure it out. But he says, no, you don't have it figured out. That's what he's saying. You don't have it figured out. My ways are way beyond how you can even think. Hence miracles. Supernatural. Okay? My thoughts than your thoughts. You see, he thinks on a whole nother level than we think. That's why we need to move into a closer and closer and closer relationship with God every day. Through the Word, through time of just listening and praying. Because then our thoughts, we can close that gap between his thoughts and our thoughts. Because then we get into a spiritual realm instead of a fleshly realm. You see what takes us, the gap between God's thoughts and our thoughts, the gap between our ways and his ways? It's spiritual. It's the Spirit. It's the Spirit. And when we get into the Spirit, when we move in the Spirit, when we walk in the Spirit, then that closes that gap. So we're more likely to think closer to his thoughts and even receive his thoughts through discernment and knowledge and wisdom from the Spirit. Amen? He says in verse 10, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven. Did you know the rain and the snow comes from heaven? That's what he says. And do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. God provides what we need, doesn't he? Not what we want, what we need. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, God's mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. You know, God's word is for us. It's for me, it's for you. God's word is true. So why not let it manifest in your life? Why not believe it? Why not let it become a reality? Why not believe it and then trust it and then begin to live it out? No, it's not a bunch of rules. It's principles to have a better life, to have a godly life, a good life. God's word never returns void. It accomplishes what it was sent to do in the thing into which it is sent. You see, the word, as I said, was given for us. So we need to receive it. If that word is going to accomplish anything in our lives, we need to receive it. Amen? We need to believe it. You see, you can't receive it just by hearing. Just by hearing. You have to receive it. You can hear it with your ears, but it's got to run the channel, and it's got to get here in your spirit, in your soul, man. We have to believe it. But then we got to trust it. Because see, it's like he said, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts aren't yours. So what happens then? Well, wait a minute, God, I don't understand. I don't get this. This is not looking right. You have to trust it. You have to trust that because his ways and his thoughts are higher than ours, then we have to trust his ways and his thoughts. And when you do, you'll see the results. Again, it may look totally different than what we thought. Receive it. Believe it. Trust it. And then here's the good part. Live it. It's the hard part too, isn't it? Live it. It's only the hard part because we don't do those other things. If we will believe it, receive it, and trust it, it'll go a long way toward helping us to begin to live it. You see, again, There's a difference between the flesh and the spirit. Our flesh wants to live one way. Our spirit, God's spirit, wants to live another, wants us to live another. And there's the battle that goes on. We've got to feed the spirit. We've got to allow his word to be manifest in our lives so that it doesn't return void in our lives. You see, his word never returns void. You know what we do? We void it out. We ignore it. We forget about it. Or we're disobedient to it. We don't want to obey it because I don't want to do that. Forgive? Are you kidding me? Forgive what they did? Yeah, that's what it says. Forgive. Just as in Christ you've been forgiven. Amen? It's a new season. God wants to take us into a new season of faith. Individually, as individuals, because that's where it starts, in my heart and yours. But also corporately as a church. He wants to take... Look at the new season he's brought us into just in the last year. Miraculously. I mean, a year ago on this day, we had a place, but the lease had already been given up. We had no place to go. We had no money. We were broke. But you know what we had? We had faith. We had faith. We had God's word. And you know what? There was a group of people that lived it out. Walked it out. Didn't walk by sight what we saw, because what we saw was like, this is not working, God. But we walked by faith, not by sight, which is what he tells us to do. Walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5. Turn there, if you will. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17. God is talking about, Paul's talking about here being reconciled to God. And this kind of correlates directly back in Isaiah 43:18. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a what?
New creation.
Old things have passed away. What's passed away? Old things. Passed away. They're gone. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become what?
New.
Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. You know, God says, let the old things pass away. Quit hanging on to them. Quit digging up graves. Quit digging up bones. Quit resurrecting demons. When they're gone, they're gone. Leave them gone. Amen. Step into a new season with God. That's what he's desiring for us. That's what he's desiring for this church. A new season. He wants the vision that he's given this church to manifest and to flow into these homes and these houses and these people all around us, including us. But it starts with us, because we're here. It starts with us, a new season of faith, a new season of life, a new season of worship, a new season of believing, a new season of serving the living God, the one true God. Serving. You don't have to do monumental things. Just do something for God. Do something in the church for God. Speak something to someone in your life of what God's done in your life. And let me say this. I've said it before, so it's a repeat. If God's not doing something in your life, why? Why? I think we all know the answer to that. You see, when we're excited about what God's doing in our lives, we're going to tell somebody. You know, if you see a good movie, you eat at a good restaurant, You read a good book? Don't you tell people? Why don't we tell people about Jesus? Why don't we tell people about what he's doing in our life? You know, people say, well, I don't know how to witness. Yes, you do. Here's how you witness. And it's, you know what? It's the very best witness. Not rattling off a bunch of scripture and these and thous and those. You know what's the best witness for Christ? Is just share what he's doing in your life. Just tell him what he's done in your life and what he's doing in your life. See, I don't care what he did in your life 20 years ago. That's great. Maybe you got saved 20 years ago. Maybe he did a miracle. But the key is, what's he doing in your life today that's making a difference so you can make a difference? It's a new season. Here's how I believe God wants us to minister today, and he just, and those of you that know me, know I just don't follow protocol. I try to listen to God and just go with what he gives us. And sometimes it doesn't look like what I expect, and today is one of these days. But here's what he's put on my heart, and here's what we're going to do. Rudy, would you come up here? Over here on this side. Pastor Paul, would you mind serving with me this morning if you'll come up on this side? We're going to start a new season in something different. This is what the Spirit's leading us to do. Rudy is one of our elders, and Pastor Paul is here. And I want us to just take, as the worship team leads us, I want us to take a time of anybody that wants to come forward. We just want to pray a blessing over your life for this new year, for this new season in your life. And I believe God will show us how to pray for you. But if you're interested and you want to be prayed over and just pray a blessing over you, I want you to take your time. If this section will come, the Rudy, we'll do it like we do communion. You can go out that way, and you can come up this way. And let's just worship. And if there's no pressure to do this, you come as you're led and only be obedient to God. Okay?